Now we continue our series, Page Turner, in which we ask local bookstores for their best book recommendations. Today's pick is the latest in a long-running series of mysteries from author Michael Connelly, featuring Detective Harry Bosch.
Nightfire is the second book when Harry and this young woman get together to work their cases. Her name is Renee Ballard. He introduced her in a standalone, and then he's merged her with Harry. So The Nightfire basically is a book where the two of them are still in an uneasy alliance. They're learning to trust each other. There's a lot of problems going on. And in this book, Harry's mentor at the LAPD many years ago has died, and his widow has come forth with what's called a murder book, which is the way the LAPD records, you know, all the info for its case. And nobody can figure out why this man had hijacked it basically from the LAPD archives and taken it home. So Harry thinks that that's his mission now. He's going to figure out what happened.
That is Barbara Peters, owner and CEO of the Poisoned Pen Bookstore in Scottsdale. She spoke with our co-host Mark Brody about the book, The Nightfire, and they started by talking about what separates Connelly's books from others in the cop stories genre.
Well, he and Ian Rankin are probably the leading police procedural authors, and Michael was a reporter, wanted to be an author, went to Los Angeles, and eventually moved from crime reporting into writing, and eventually then moved into writing full-time. What distinguishes him? I think Harry's character. Crime fiction, which I think is a better term than mystery because it embraces thrillers and all sorts of categories, it's driven by series. There are successful standalones. There's been this huge wave of since Gone Girl of individual standalone trust no one novels. But the problem is at the end of it, you've knocked off all the characters and there is no continuation. It's a book that has to be resolved in the confines of the book and then it's done. But mystery readers really love to bond with character. And so Harry is an attractive, if conflicted and often difficult, character, and you introduce over the course of this series, we've met his ex-wife who was subsequently murdered. We've met his daughter. We meet his half-brother, Mickey. So as you move along, you bond with Harry and his family, and you always want to know what's going to happen next. My experience over 30 years is that mystery readers will do that. But when it becomes stale or the author does not attempt to change it up, then mystery readers tend to lose interest.
In the case of Harry Bosch and Michael Connelly's series, how careful does the author have to be? I mean, you kind of reference, you know, people all get knocked off in one book and, I mean, you can't bring them back. So, like, how do you try to, as an author, make sure that you have an interesting story in the book you're writing, but also leave yourself a little bit of place to go for future novels?
Well, one of the ways you do it, the supporting cast is actually as important as the main character. Mm. And that's where you can bring people or animals in and out. I mean, one of the great rules in crime fiction is you can litter the stage with bodies, but if you kill the dog or the cat or possibly the goat or the sheep, you're toast.
Really?
Yep. You cannot harm the animals. But you can bring people into the characters' lives, and then you can move them out. The big problem is, in a very long-running series, if you've acquired a large number of supporting cast, people bond to them.
You mentioned Michael Connelly, before he started writing mysteries, was a reporter. I'm wondering if there's evidence of that in his writing of books. Like, can you tell that he had that job before that?
He's very good at dialogue. The thing about reporters is you almost have to invert the structure if you're writing a novel, because when you're writing a story for a newspaper, if it bleeds,
it leads. The
important
stuff goes first.
Right. And so the important stuff goes first, and you kind of write it upside down from the way you would write a novel. And also, there are no spoilers in a newspaper, because you basically start with the spoiler, right? And you work your way back to how did it happen. But I think it's absolutely clear that Michael's dialogue, his sense of how people talk, and certainly his knowledge of how the LAPD or other departments work, were very much informed by his time as a crime reporter. He's what we call accessible, in the sense that any reader can relate to his voice. You don't have to be literary or super educated, or you can be.
Is it a challenge in a genre like this to avoid the relationships between the different characters becoming a cliche or falling into sort of an old cliche. You mentioned Harry and Renee, sort of the grizzled veteran, the younger detective. You know, they each have sort of their own baggage that they come with. Is it a challenge? We talked about keeping things fresh. To keep a relationship like that in a book like this fresh also?
Well, no, because they have so much baggage. There are always going to be people you can bring in from their past or conflicts that you can have. In the 90s, there was a whole thing called the women's sleuth movement, and people will recognize Sarah Paretsky and V.I. Warshawski or the late Sue Grafton and Kinsey Millhone. And part of that was women who were functioning mostly as private investigators, not as much as cops. But the thing is that a person who's working in a private capacity, which is great because then you can really champion your client, doesn't have any powers of arrest. And so they always had to ally themselves with an actual cop, whereas Renee is an actual cop. So Harry is really more in the woman sleuth role. You know, he's somebody that needs her more than she needs him. The biggest cliche as when there's a romance. So every author makes choices. Occasionally there's an author where the partner is killed off, and that produces some volcanic reader reactions when that happens because they may have bonded with the partner. So, you know, there's no right answer.
All right. That's Barbara Peters, owner of the Poison Pen in Scottsdale. We were talking about Michael Connelly's book, The Night Fire. Barbara, thanks for coming in.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.